Welcome to the Labcast, Life of Ball Podcast. We give your game life. Excited to do this show. I think it will be enlightening for all of you basketball folks, parents, coaches, skills coaches, and the player, most importantly. Today, I'm going to talk a lot about grassroots basketball and what you need to do to move forward and become at the highest level possible. You can get to the highest level of basketball possible while doing these things that I talk about today. So I think this would be good for program directors. I think this would be great for coaches. This would be good for how do you get your kids better exposure. All those things today on the show. It's funny for me, you know, being at my age, I've seen a lot with basketball. I've been very fortunate. And it's just such a blessing. I've met so many great people through this great sport. And they come from all places in this country, all over different states, different counties, different cities, just great people in this country with the game of basketball. But it's a very competitive sport. And the hard thing for parents is they're not exposed to certain things and they're left in the dark a lot of time. So I'm going to bring some things to light today that I think are very helpful. But most importantly, I hope some directors and coaches hear these things and say, okay, if I change a couple of these things, I might be able to help my players for their future more. Number one, the most important thing, though, is how good are your players getting, though? If your skills program is not where it needs to be, you have to find a way to improve that. You have to be honest as well. You have to look at your kids and say, are they ready to play college basketball? You know, even if your teams are winning, it's not more important than are my kids doing things that will relate to the next level. I see a lot of programs throughout my years of basketball, and I watch them, and I don't really enjoy AAU basketball as far as being a part of it. I love basketball, though. So I'll watch teams, though, and I'll see some teams winning, like a lot of games. And I'll say, you know, they must be doing something right. And then I'll watch the game, though. I said, man, I just don't know if that will fully translate to the next level. Where maybe the cohesiveness is there, though, and the team chemistry is there, and they're beating some teams they shouldn't, but you might see a player on even the team that lost who is just better than everybody else. It relates more to the next level. That player will be able to slide into the next level of competition and be just fine. I see this all the time in AAU basketball, where we all know what the elite level of AAU basketball is. We understand that. We know the circuits are the most important thing. The NBA players have talked about it on the boys' end. I mean, look, the EYBL is it. If you are not in the EYBL, you are missing out. Everybody knows it, and it's a tough situation if you're not involved with that. This is something that you need to do if you're a program not in those tiers. You know, I played on a lot of teams that we were not at that tier. And I played against teams that were at the elite level and outplayed kids. And I didn't get the exposure I deserved. This is a quick example. I was a junior going into my senior year of high school. We were playing a shoe company team in Indiana. And I was just playing extremely well. In my times, obviously, there's no social media. It was even harder to get exposure. But this will relate even today. So I'm playing the game. They've got five Division I players on the team. One's going to Michigan State, one's going to Wake Forest, and they're big though, you know, the big guys, and their guard play was kind of average if you ask me, you know, a lot of D2 guys, maybe one or two D1 guys, possibly, but they play on a name brand team, so, you know, the thought is, coaches are going to give those kids probably a bigger chance than me. I score 43 points, we lose in overtime with guys that I play high school basketball with, guys that are in my area. And the director of that program goes, who are you? You know, what's your name? Didn't know who I was, that's for sure. He just knew I dropped 43 on him. That could have been an opportunity where I got to play for them now. I have to play for them because they're getting the exposure. If that's the problem and you don't want to do that, though, if you are running a team and your kid is playing that well, there has to be footage of that. Words only mean so much. A coach is not going to believe it unless they see it. I mean, especially today. If you're not promoting that video and you're not showing your players playing that well against the best, you're missing out. You know, I hear this stuff all the time. Oh, you know, such and such, you know, my kid played really well against this team, and they're like one of the best teams in the country. Where is it? Where is that footage? Did your director or coach show it? Did they really promote it? You know, just saying things is not going to do it anymore. I could say things. You're listening to this show, and you're like, well, I don't know if I believe that. You got to see it. Well, these words coming from me today are the truth. And anybody that has any basketball knowledge knows that. If you're not playing for the top-tier teams, you will not get looks like those kids do. It's just not going to happen unless you change the game. How you change the game is you have to promote your player, not just your team, really playing well against the best competition. Show that footage constantly. Constantly, and promote that we are outplaying some of the best teams. But here's the proof of it. Here's the proof of it. And that's what's hurting a lot of programs is, and not everybody can be in the circuit. Not everybody can have that pull. You can play against those teams, though, and promote how great your program is, but most importantly, how great some of your players are. And I think what happens is then other players want to play for your program that are elite players, and then your team becomes elite. That's how this whole thing works, guys. I mean, you might not want to hear it, especially if you're a director or somebody who runs a program that's not affiliated with the EYBL. But look, if you're beating those teams and you're that elite, you're going to have to find a way to get other elite players come to your program, and that boosts you. That boosts your program, and that puts you at a higher level. And I just see it all the time, and it drives me nuts because I really feel like a lot of kids play at a level that they don't deserve to be. And I see a lot of kids that I believe could play Division I basketball. They settle for lesser because they didn't get promoted correctly. They didn't get the proper exposure. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in my life at 22, 23 years old, I'm outplaying Power 5 players at the professional level when I already knew I was that good the whole time. When I was a mid-major D1 player, for sure, out of high school, it would have took me a year or two to get ready, but I was ready for that level. But I was not promoted to play at that level. It happens all the time. This happens all the time. So when you look at a program, I mean, I've coached a lot of, I'm more on the boys' end, but, you know, on the girls' end, I see this. The girls' end, I see a lot of really good players playing lower level because of not having proper exposure or not getting the proper footage out and the director's not showing the proper stuff. Where I'm like, wow, why is that girl playing at this level when she is better than a few D1 girls I've trained? Not getting proper exposure, not getting the proper footage out, not getting any footage out with some programs. Words will not carry the torch. They have to see it. Vision. They want to see how good your kid is. And does it, again, relate to what they will run at that next level? So that's just a couple things that are very important pieces. If you're running a program, you're coaching, you're doing skills coaching, you've got a really good girls or boys group, but you're not in the elite circuit, you're not in the EYBL. Nobody knows who you are, really, except for where you are. You know, I don't care what state you're in, you know, in your little area, maybe everybody knows that your program's good. But in the country, nobody knows who you are. I mean, it's just too big. There's too many teams. There's only X amount of teams that pretty much everybody knows. Those are name brand teams that every really good player typically wants to play for, but maybe doesn't have that opportunity. It's okay to keep your strong program rolling in your small community or your smaller city or even in your bigger city, but you're just not the name brand. Push your players out playing the big boys or the big girls. You have to do that or you're selling your kids short. So I just hope that that isn't, if you take that personal, then you just don't want to be better. You want to stay in your bubble and you want to stay content with the way you're doing things. Don't be content. Try to push the envelope. Try to do as much as you can to help your players fully, not only get ready for the next level, but get exposed to the next level. The next thing I want to talk about, I would say this is more geared towards the boys' end. And then I'll end on the girls' end as well. For boys' basketball, and this is not a knock on the ladies, and the women have improved so much with the game of basketball. And I had a great camp in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the other weekend. I said this to one of the parents. I said, the girls' basketball, it's so competitive, but it's less competitive as far as recruiting. I feel like the boys, it's even harder to get noticed because of the competition of recruitment and how many great players there are that play for certain programs. And then really, if you don't play for those programs, you're left out a lot of times. If you're a parent and you have a boy who is a really good player and you just feel like they can fit in at the next level, you have to play for the teams that everyone knows about. If you don't, there's just no way you'll play Division I basketball unless, you know, for some reason, you know, a coach looks at your kid and maybe they have great size, you know, they're just bigger than everyone else and they can see some things that relate to the next level. If you're not playing for certain programs on the boys' end, you know, you can forget about it, though.